There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. And during the first hour, we were sort of saying to people, wait a minute before you call, because it's going to be a while. And now it won't be much of a while, so it's a great time to call 855-99-37569. 855-99-DR-JOY. Yay, we love that part. All right, so here's the question. What do railroads, minstrel shows, 30-year-old women, and Michael Jordan all have in common? You'll never guess. Well, you'd guess, but you'd be the only one. Okay, because today in history, New Jersey in 1815 granted the first American railroad charter to John Stevens. So that's railroads. In 1843, on this day, the first minstrel show in the United States, the Virginia Minstrels, opens at the Bowery Amphitheater in NYC. Hopefully it was warmer then than it was now, then than it is now. We had wind chill of like 17 below last night. Ugh. Not fun.
Yuck.
Yucko. On this date in 1918, British women over the age of 30 got the right to vote.
Wow.
I think it's still that men only had to be 21. But think of how much further the rest of the world was in those kinds of things than the United States.
Yeah.
And perhaps most relevantly to Manny, in 1988, which is, what, 30 minus 3, 27 years ago? Geez Louise, 27 years ago. Michael Jordan made his signature slam dunk from the free throw line, inspiring Air Jordan and the Jumpman logo.
That's right.
Can you believe it's is that right? 30, no, it's 27 years ago.
27, yep.
Oh, that makes me feel better. No, actually not. And in 1998, the Washington National Airport is renamed Ronald Reagan National Airport, or if you live in Washington, D.C., that damn airport. But that's a different issue. Forgive me, forgot that. All right, so we actually have some... I'll tell you one of my kind of cool stories today, because I didn't know anything about it. Let's see if I think I put it here. First of all, there's... no, that's not the right one. That's the one about Harvard professors having sex. That was we'll get to that one in a moment. It turns out that in I'm just trying to find the name of the city right here. That in Utah, in Provo, Utah, which has no homeless person shelters. It's not that they don't have no homeless people. It's just that they don't have any shelters, overnight shelters. Provo, get with the plan. So a police officer, God bless, had found something online, which I would actually encourage you guys to find as well. It's called the Empower Coat. It's E-M-P-W-R. So it doesn't have any vowels in it except the original E. The Empower Coat is created by a not-for-profit organization, the Empowerment Plan, which is a coat that unfolds to become a sleeping bag. I mean, how cool is that for all sorts of things, but certainly for people who are bereft. So the officer, whose name is Brian Taylor, set up a CrowdRise page asking for donations to buy 6 coats. They gave more than $1,000, and they purchased 10 wearable sleeping bags for the homeless. Provo, you should still get with the program. And have shelter for homeless people. I mean, Provo, Utah could get pretty darn cold. This is not a solution to homelessness. It's just a way for citizens to help other citizens in need, help a vulnerable population. The coats, which are created by a team of mostly homeless parents, are water-resistant, self-heating, and they've been giving them out, and they've gotten positive reactions. When I gave the coat and showed how to open it up and turn it into a sleeping bag, the person I dealt with was pretty excited. He's a homeless guy in Provo that the police know and deal with on a periodic basis, and he's excited to have a warm sleep system he could carry with him. I think that's great.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I need that's to... Wonderful. Apparently you can donate online. Why don't we put this up? you probably already have it up on the website, right? But in case people want to donate, well, you know, apparently you can, you know, I don't know, I worry a little bit about things that say just donate for online. But go to the website. It's the Empower Coat. Let's see what happens when I say donate. You know, I do worry a little bit about these things, and I just assume not be involved in anybody's scam this week. So I've actually sort of done that before. Select an amount. You're sponsoring Brian Taylor's sleeping bag for homeless. Select an amount. The Huffington Post in no way monitors or oversees this use of these funds. Learn more. Folks, why don't you just go, well, let's see what happens. I think it's called CrowdRise. Do we know anything about CrowdRise?
I don't know very much.
Make a donation. All right. Well, I mean, you could try it. It looks legit to me, but what do I know? All right. So that's a possibility. I mean, I just think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea that somebody invented it. I think it's a great idea that that a police officer's got involved in it. I think it's tragic that the city of Provo, Utah, does not have a place to put people who need to be put up overnight when it's cold.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to a certain extent, I mean, I know people are always saying, well, human beings, you know, citizens should take over responsibility from the government. But there are things the government should be doing, and that's certainly one of them as far as I'm concerned. So shame on Provo, good on Officer Taylor. There we go. This is another shame on story. You know, I'm tempted to encourage people to send stupid stories to me, except I fear that we may be overwhelmed by them, but nevertheless. This one I found was shocking. All right, here's the headline. Harvard professors are banned from having sex with undergraduate students. Hello? What does that mean that they're now saying banned? It turns out that they actually have a campus policy that says that you can't have sex, if a professor, with one of the students who's in one of your classes. But this says, no, you can't have any, a professor cannot have, a faculty cannot have sex with any of the students.
So before...
As long as they weren't in your class, you could have sex with them.
Then it was okay.
Apparently, it has to do with, they have a Faculty of Arts and Science Committee on Sexual Misconduct Policy and Procedures. And it's the language on relationships of unequal status. They said it was not strong enough. The committee revised the policy to include a clear prohibition to better accord with these expectations. This is interesting. It has 2,400 faculty and 6,700 undergraduates. That's like 2.5 to 1.
Yeah.
Not much of a dating pool. That was a joke. Previously, its policy prohibited professors from having sex with students under their direct supervision. So I guess even if they're just in your class, as long as they're not a TA or something,
wow.
I don't know. TA means teaching assistant, folks. Take your mind out of the gutter. The policy now specifically bans professors and undergraduates from having any romantic or sexual involvements. I don't know what that means about graduate students. They said they spent last summer and fall consulting with students, faculty members, and staff to get feedback. We thought a lot about the way that power dynamics can contribute to sexual harassment. We wanted to emphasize that the central characteristic of any relationship between a professor and undergraduate in the college should be pedagogical.
Wow.
Only Harvard could say that. How about if they just said non-sexual?
Right.
But no.
Goodness.
Here's something that will give one pause. Smartphone accessory tests for HIV and syphilis. Back in the day when everybody used to worry about herpes, which seems like ancient history, one of the things that people would say is when you were on a date with somebody and you asked them whether or not they had herpes, you were supposed to be holding their hand so you could gently slide your fingers up to their wrist. And when you asked them that question, to see whether or not their heart rate increased, which meant they were lying. So now we're doing this. Can you just say to somebody, could you hold my phone for a minute? All right, on the same level, 48% of DNA in New York subways matches no known organism.
Oh, boy.
All right, so, folks,
Be careful on the subway.
Well, yeah, what can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I listen to you all the time. I just love your show.
Well, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, my four-year-old son, he's always had some anxiety. And so now he's asking me questions, like really... you know, deep questions like about death and, you know, well, what happens if when we die? And he asks me, like, if maybe if I eat the right things, will I live forever? And then he was asking me about this, we're reading this book, this Dr. Seuss book, and the man in the, one of the pictures, he was a policeman, so he had a gun in his pocket. And he said to me, he's like, does he shoot people with that gun? And so I was trying to explain to him about, you know, he's protecting, and, you know, he's just, you know, protecting if there's a bad person that comes along and tries to hurt somebody that's a nice person, then they protect. And so I didn't exactly know whether I should be, if I'm okay. Frightening him or a what.
Okay, fair enough. Tell me a little bit, does he have brothers and sisters?
Well, he's a twin.
Okay.
And in the beginning, when he was first born, his brother had some health issues early on, so they were separated at birth for a week. And then again, in 3 months, he had to have surgery, and he had hydrocephalus. So his brother had to have surgery again. So, I mean, I don't know if any of that plays into it.
Has there been something recent? Did you ask him why he's asking the question?
Well, I know there's a woman at our church who's been a longtime member that's dying of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so so he talks about her, but he doesn't really know her that well. So, but yeah, he does, you know, he talks specifically about her and maybe can I visit her? And, I'm just kind of afraid of what he's going to, kind of questions he's going to ask her, you know?
Well, I mean, I would be tempted to, if he wants to visit her, to see. I mean, it sounds to me that there's been someone else talking with him about this. Because is it normal for kids to have anxiety about death? Yeah, it's certainly not abnormal, but the level of involvement, I think, is usually triggered by something pretty close to home, and it may be a news story that he saw. It may be overheard somebody talking about it. It may be that a grandparent or an aunt and uncle or somebody had said something about it. But rather than, I think there are two parts to this question. And the first is to figure out what, you know, what he's asking. And the joke is that a kid goes to his mom and says, "Mom, where do I come from?" And she does this whole long explanation about sperm and eggs and sex and you know, genitalia, and the kid finally, you know, listens, and at the end says, yeah, you know, Johnny came from Detroit, where did I come from? So I think part of it, right, the skill of being a parent is figuring out what your kid is really asking. So I would probably do a little bit more of, you know, tell me when he says, well, what happens when you die? I would probably say to him, what do you think happens when you die? Or tell me why you're thinking about dying. Tell me, is there somebody that you know is dying? And when he says, I'd like to go visit this person, I would probably let him go visit that person. In terms of what you explain to him, I think it really depends on your particular point of view. I think one of the things that we're tempted to say to kids, which is not a very good idea, is, well, when you die, you just go to sleep. And then we expect kids to happily go to sleep at night. You know, we're like, duh.
Right.
So I don't think that's a very profitable thing to say. I think you can say something that makes some sense to them. Again, knowing what they're asking, because it's not clear what your son is really asking here. Mm-hmm. It may have, for example, someone may have said, you're really lucky because your brother could have died, which would be kind of an innocent comment from an adult,
yeah,
which a kid completely doesn't understand what that means. Does that mean I get all the toys? Does that mean that, he just doesn't know what it means, and so he will add his own interpretation to it. So the first thing, and let me emphasize that more than anything else I'm going to say, is you need to know where this is coming from, what this question means to him. I've told you before, at one point my daughter said to me, I said in a moment of real stupidity, something about, you know, an only child, and she said, yeah, I'm really lonely. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, I felt like I'd been stabbed. And I, for some reason, had the good sense to say, what does lonely mean? And she said, oh, you know, you get all the toys. So somebody had clearly said to her, gee, you must be lonely because you're an only child. And she said, yeah, I'm really lonely, meaning I get everything. So that was what lonely right. meant to her. So ask your kid what he means by this. Would I let him see someone who's dying? And probably, especially if he knows the person. And he may ask questions of that person. And the person can respond in any way they want. But I think how do we explain death to a four-year-old? Which is, I know, part of your question, but you again hear me emphasizing that you need to know what he's really asking here, is to say, mm-hmm. you know what? Do you know some, like your toy and it sort of got broken and so it didn't work anymore? Well, sometimes people get broken and they don't work anymore and they just don't work anymore, and that's what happens, and it happens to plants and it happens to dogs, but usually it doesn't happen for a very long time. And you're right, if you eat good food, then not only do you not die anytime soon, but you get to stay healthy. And so, uh-huh. I explain it to him in ways that make sense to him. As I said, the only thing I think it's really not very wise to say is, well, you just go to sleep and you don't wake up, and then we can't understand why kids don't want to go to bed at night. But my guess is that this came from something very specific, and if I had to hazard a guess, I would guess that somebody said your brother could have died, or he overheard someone saying that. Mm. And that's what it means okay. to him is, gee, what is my brother, what does that mean? And so I would sort of put him on your lap or take him for a walk and just gently say, you know, when we were having that discussion, tell me who told you about that, and don't make him feel that somehow you're the Spanish Inquisition, and if he tells that he's going to get in trouble, or just being curious about it and asking him what he thinks about it, what it means to him. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Right.
Yeah,
does,
again,
definitely.
I think one of the reasons we have a hard time talking about it is we have a hard time thinking about it. And I think it's also not wise to say, I'll always be here for you, because we're not. I mean, even when we go to the grocery store or we go on vacation, we're not always there for our kids. But helping people right. understand that most likely we get to live a very, very long time, and we get to live to be 100 years old. Yeah, again, that part of helping our children deal with their concept of mortality is we have to deal with it ourselves and be realistic about it. But and again, today seems to be a lot about parenting and realizing that good parenting is about respect and about self-knowledge and self-awareness as much as it is about paying attention to our kid. So knowing what your own thoughts are about mortality, about immortality, about what happens after death. And again, it's sometimes our children asking the question that forces us to give some thought to what I really feel about this, because especially in this society, we pretend that it's not going to happen. You know, the joke is, well, I know no one lives forever, but I assume that I'm the exception. So that figuring it out before your kid asks is not a bad exercise, but if not before, at least during, as opposed to significantly after. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we have an email that I think came in yesterday, and it was so long that Manny said, I can't do it today. I need to edit a little bit, and it's still sort of a little bit of War and Peace, but you've got most of the word taken down or a little bit of the piece. Or
yeah.
All right.
This is an email from Brenda in Georgia. Brenda says, Dr. Joy, I have a family riddled with mental illness, but my question is regarding my sister, who is severely bipolar and drifts in and out of schizoid episodes. The episodes usually come after extended manic phases. During these episodes, she either ruminates on every negative experience she ever had or rants about people bugging her phone, wanting to lock her up or surveilling her. Even when she is lucid, her thought patterns are radical. She refuses to stay on her meds, and like most bipolar people, has a need to walk, vent, purge incessantly when manic. When she does this, I always refuse to just agree with her. I think agreeing with her will reinforce her belief in her delusions. Am I correct in thinking I should try to bring her back to reality, or do as my mother suggests and yes her to death in order to keep her from becoming more defensive and paranoid? I get very frustrated with the situation and don't want to coddle her just because she's sick. I want her to be responsible and stay on her meds, but I think she might be too sick for that and is possibly incapable. She lives 1,100 miles away, and the only support we can offer is verbal over the phone. She is trying to support my 25-year-old nephew with the same condition. He is, in fact, hospitalized now for overdosing and cutting his wrists. I know I should be trying to encourage her to get help, but I've given up because past attempts have been futile. I just don't know how I should behave when she does reach out to me so as not to exacerbate the problem. Thank you. Any advice you might have would be sincerely appreciated.
Okay, Brenda. Let's go through this a little bit at a time. I mean, instead of trying to negotiate with your sister when she's in the midst of a manic episode, it's sort of like suggesting somebody with a broken ankle should be working out. It's a waste of time. She just, by definition, in another reality. So reality testing when somebody is in the midst of a full-blown sort of manic episode is just a waste of time. What you can do, rather than just agree with her or argue with her, those are not your only two options. One is you can just calmly say to her, let's talk when you're feeling you're feeling better or when you feel like you have a little bit more time. In other words, you don't have to yes her, because I mean, even because she's paranoid doesn't mean she's stupid, and most of us are aware when somebody is just yesing us, and it will add to her paranoia. So that's not, even if you thought sort of yesing her would be a viable alternative, it's really not. I mean, think about when someone's just yesing you, just sort of agreeing, going along, whether it's, you know, your husband or your kid or whatever. I mean, we know. And again, she may be paranoid, but she's not stupid. So that's not really viable. On the other hand, arguing with her, as I said, is like sort of suggesting somebody with a sprained ankle should be working out. It doesn't make any sense. It's a misunderstanding of the situation. So if she is, for example, talking about taking a trip to California or something, what you could say is, gee, that sounds interesting. Did you think about paying for it, as opposed to that you're crazy, that, you know, that doesn't make any sense? So you can sort of gently sort of be engaged with her without either saying, gee, that's a great idea, and of course you're going to do that, or saying, boy, you're in the midst of a manic sort of flowering and doesn't make any sense. So just being gentle with her and saying, wow, that must feel kind of interesting to do right now. And the more you can get her to reflect about how she's feeling, which to a certain extent is not the same as dealing with somebody who is in full control of their abilities to reason. But I mean, you don't really have a whole lot of options. I am concerned that she's got a son who's overdosed and is trying to take care of him. And maybe it's worth a delegation from the family to go and see her and say, you know, what can we do to help? And that's not a bad entree of what can I do to help you here. Understand the problem about somebody who's bipolar is that, again, just because they're paranoid doesn't mean that people aren't out to give them medications or to hospitalize them. And of course, that adds to the paranoia. So it's a very difficult compliance issue. It's a very difficult treatment issue. And it's a very tricky diagnosis. And it sounds like her son, during the overdose, presumably was in the midst of the depressive part of the bipolarity. And we do know that the depression in particular and bipolarity as well do seem to have a genetic component to it. But it may be that somebody from the family needs to go and sit with her hopefully outweighing one of her episodes and say, look, what can we do to help you here? But again, compliance with bipolarity is a very difficult issue because there's no such thing as a medication without side effect. And if you're paranoid and feeling like everybody's out to get you and poison you, then taking a medication that makes you sleepy or makes you dry mouthed or makes your heart palpitate are just going to add to your notion that people are trying to kill me. And again, her schizoid imagining when she's coming off of a manic may just be part of the depressive episode. It may be that if you have access to her physician who's treating her, and it may be that she's willing to give you that access. But again, I think that any of this is probably better negotiated person to person than it is over the phone. Because it's an email, and I don't really know exactly how she reaches out to you, if we had the script, I could probably help you through exactly what to say or not say with her. And that's certainly one of the limitations of an email, is I don't know exactly what she's saying, so I have to kind of guide you in abstract ways rather than specific ways. But I think the issue is not coddling her. The issue is understanding that one of the ways that I have of understanding mental illness in particular, of biochemical imbalances, is, you know, when we're happy, when we're unhappy, being able to sort of point and say, well, that's what's causing me to be unhappy. I mean, even if it's something that we're not getting enough sleep or we're coming down with a cold, but we can even if it may be a kind of a biological symptom as opposed to I just got fired or my taxes just went up, or I just ran my last decent pair of stockings. I mean, whatever it is, that if we can point to something, it makes us feel saner. It makes us feel more in control. That at least, even if it's something that we are experiencing in a negative way, we at least can see causality. We can at least see trigger and response. That's reassuring when we're feeling terrible, that it's not going to last forever, and I can get new stockings, or I can get a new job, or I can go and talk to the IRS and see about getting some relief on my taxes, or I can get over a cold, or I can get some more sleep. But think of how much more frightening it is when we're feeling terrific to not be able to point to something specific and say, this is why I'm feeling terrific. To not be able to trust our happiness seems to be even more terrifying than not being able to definitely understand or define or locate the cause of our unhappiness. So it's a very tricky situation, and unfortunately, with bipolarity, people are much more likely to seek help during their depressive phase and their manic phase. The manic phase feels terrific to them. Feels terrible for everybody around them. Their pains in the neck. They talk a lot. They stay up a lot. They're delusional. They're having a great time. It's just people around them are very frightened for their well-being. The depressive phase is much more likely, and maybe that's what you have to wait for your sister, is when she's feeling awful, of saying, maybe this is the time to get some help. And again, the problem about bipolarity is the sense that, well, nobody can help me, they're going to poison me, they'll lock me away, they'll give me shock treatments, all of which can have some basis in reality. So it's a very tricky diagnosis, it's a very tricky treatment. But my guess is, and believe it or not, your nephew may be part of the way in, of saying, listen, maybe the best way to help him is to talk with his therapist and see if you can get a clear idea of what's going on for him, and maybe with the same therapist, the same expert about your son can help you to nail down what's going on with you as well. But again, I think this may be something that's going to be more effective face-to-face and person-to-person rather than on the phone. But the idea, I think you have different options than either yesing her and coddling her, because I don't think it's coddling, but yesing her or going along with her, which I guess is yesing her, or arguing with her, of just being gentle and understanding and asking what you can do to help. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and a No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I have another hour to go with you, but we have gotten so many responses of irritating phrases. And this one, I must admit, this one came from my being a little whiny. Okay, a lot whiny. In that... my computer crashed. It actually wasn't my computer. It was my email account. And it just crashed in the middle of the program. And, you know, I was using it. And then this stupid little box comes up that says, "Sorry for the inconvenience."
It's amazing. It's amazing how something like that can impact a radio show, you know.
Well, if they'd said, oops, you know, something went wrong. Yeah. We'll fix it. I mean, anything but the sorry for the inconvenience. And that's happened when I was stuck in an elevator.
Yeah.
And when I was stuck on a subway. I mean, it's just become a catchphrase that says, okay, we know you're really unhappy, but we don't care. And it's only an inconvenience, and so there. Yeah. And I'm sort of saying, it's not an inconvenience, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Or I'm claustrophobic, or you've just cost me 2 hours of my life, or whatever it is. I mean, it's just, inconvenience is such a mild description of the fury that I'm, well, I wasn't actually feeling furious until they sort of, because it's dismissive, and that's really the issue. So we asked people, I naively said to people, okay, tell me your most irritating phrase. And we got bombarded.
Yes, absolutely.
Which, and luckily no one said, what's your question? Or can you get me to the point on this? Because that would make me cry. So, but they didn't, so there we go. So we had gotten through some, and we just thought, all right, people just seem to love this, so let's see what else we got.
Let's go to Tracy. Tracy says, you right there? She says, in Australia, meaning, can I help you?
And she says, what is it again?
You right there?
So that's an Australian term that means, can I help you?
Can I help you? Yeah.
I actually had an experience after we did this with being at Duane Reade at a drugstore, and the person said, next in line. And I was so tempted to say, couldn't you just say, may I help you?
Yeah.
Or welcome to Duane Reade, or... I didn't, but I did think, man, that's a careless, dismissive way of saying, I don't really care about you, just get your butt up here so I can go on break. And I actually had an argument with him because I'd gotten something at a store, same chain, in a different store. Mm-hmm. And I have one of those little cards, you know, that so you're a frequent shopper, whatever it is. And I said, well, you know, they said, do you have the receipt? And I said, no, it should be in my file. You know, I bought it. And so they said, well, it's a different package. And I said, but look at it. It's exactly the same thing. It's the same label. It has the same number on it. And they said, yeah, but we don't have this package in our system. And I said, first of all, it's broken, so you're going to have to return it anyway. How about, and this was like the fourth person I dealt with, and it's like a $10 item, you know, and you're just tempted to say, okay, just charge me for it. Except there's, at some point, there's a critical mass where you think, this is wrong. I'm going to fight this because it's wrong. And unfortunately, I have, my line in the sand is very close to my toes, I'm afraid. I fight for things that probably are not worth fighting for, or at least not worth the time. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, I'm my sixth person. Someone said, okay, just go up to the third floor and they'll take care of it. So then I go to the third floor and they said, no, you have to go down. You have to have the manager do it. I said, where's the manager? First floor. I said, okay. So go back to the manager. And they said, well, she went out for lunch. I said, when's she going to be back? And they said, an hour. And I said, well, they said, you could, the person actually said to me, you can come back. We're open 24 hours. And I said, I don't want to come back. Right. So I finally, after, and this took like maybe 20 minutes after the person saying next in line. And I finally said, she said, well, it's different packaging. And I said, look, you're going to have to return it. How about if you take it out of the packaging, give it to me, then I'll give you the packaging. You can skew it. You can scan it in your computer, in your cash register. You can return it to them, and we're done. And she was willing to do that. And I her name was Miss Morgan, and I should say that she was fantastic because it would have taken. You know, at some point, I decided I'm not going to back down on this. It's stupid, and they're wrong. But, you know, you also run out of time, and you at some point figure out what your time is worth. But I finally said, here, why don't we do it this way? And she said, okay. It all started with next in line.
Wow.
All right, what else we got? Yeah.
Let's go to Lorraine. Lorraine has a couple. She says, first one she says is, as promised, and her reasoning is, I don't know, it's just the way I am. And then another one that she suggested.
Wait a minute. So, as promised, just like, and it's just the way I am?
No, the reasoning that she doesn't like As Promised is she just doesn't know. It's just kind of the way she is. She just doesn't.
Oh, see, I don't mind As Promised because presumably if someone promised it, that they're just following through.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sort of showing you how cute they are. But it's the way I am. That would make me unhappy that someone is just saying, well, I can do anything I want because it's the way I am. So she and I have... We have different responses. Okay.
And then she had another one. She said another one is, quote, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, like what were you before?
Yeah, she says, like you've never been honest before. She says, makes my skin crawl.
I agree. And my response is usually, well, what were you doing before? So, yeah, I'll actually call him on that, which is why I'm incredibly unpopular. Keep going.
Let's go to Russ. Russ says, that's a really good question. And he says, never heard anyone say that's a really dumb question.
Oh, I have. I've heard people do that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, my thesis advisor told me to say that. They said, you know, whenever somebody asks you something, you know, your tendency is to think fast and answer fast, and it sort of makes them feel that their question was very good. So no matter what they say, no matter how stupid the question, no matter how inane, what you just do is look them straight in the eye and say, that's a great question, because it makes them feel good. And then you answer anything you want. So, you know, that's a good question, seems to me. That one's less offensive, because at least it's giving somebody credit for something.
Gail says, quote, that's good stuff, end quote. And she says, it makes me cringe.
That's good stuff? I guess it depends what they're referring to. Oh, well, there we go.
Michelle has I thought this was pretty funny. She says, I like to have fun, and I like to laugh. It's like, no duh, who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no one likes that. You know, I hate to laugh because my teeth fall out, and I'm certainly not the fun kind of person. Yeah, I agree. I think those are, and I don't even know what they mean.
Mm.
I mean, I think I agree with her. It sounds like she's on a dating website, right?
One more very quick before we hit the break. Michelle, also, she has another one. She says, also, drive safe. It's a nice sentiment, but it's not like I wasn't going to, but now I will.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for reminding me, as opposed to my pretending I'm Evel Knievel.
Right.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.